ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week's episode of Ours to Protect is about urban green space. In a recent Switcher.ie report, Limerick was ranked the worst urban area for work-life balance, with one of the factors considered being proximity to green spaces. The World Health Organization recommends that all people reside within 300 metres of green space, as not only do these areas provide environmental benefits through their effects on negating urban heat, offsetting greenhouse gas emissions and reducing flood risks, but they're also proven to have health benefits by providing urban residents with a place for exercise and valuable social interaction. However, there are many initiatives throughout the city to nurture and further develop these important spaces. Recently, there was a move to develop the allotment in Bagot Estate, located in Ballinacurra. After significant interest from the community, plots have now been allocated for residents to grow their own fruit and vegetables. Eilish Walsh, a resident of Limerick City, told me about her motivation for getting involved in the project.
I suppose why I wanted to take part, and myself and my sister were... My sister was the one that kind of got me into it. You know, urban spaces can be really cold and unforgiving. And for me, who grew up on a farm, grew up in open green spaces, it has been a real culture shock, so to speak, to not have a garden and live in an apartment. And I think there's a real sense of communal caregiving when people come together to grow vegetables. It's a real labor of love. And I really do think it would be a really positive way for people to socialize as well, and to maximize the spaces that we do have in Limerick, because I think there are green spaces in Limerick City that are neglected. So overall, I think it's a really positive thing, and I'm hoping that we could attract people from teenage years, college going age, to those who are middle aged, you know, those who are retired, that we could all come together and cultivate the space.
I met Social Democrats councillor Elise O'Donovan at the allotment to find out more about the project and learn about the important role it plays for the community.
You're very welcome to our little community garden in Bagot Estate. So I guess for those who don't know, Bagot Estate is a really beautiful wooded sort of park here on the south side of the city in Ballinacurra. A lot of people actually don't even know it's here, but obviously by the local residents, they really, really know it. Basically, a few years back, pre-COVID, the council got funding through kind of a European project to develop a community garden here in Bagot Estate. So obviously that was something that I was very, very interested in. You know, and I can go into this in a little bit more detail, but obviously it's something that so many residents, so many of our urban communities are crying out for, because in urban environments, green space is quite limited. So if there is space like this that people can use to grow their own vegetables, plants, herbs, flowers, whatever, it's just fantastic to see it being used. So basically what happened pre-COVID, so in around 2019, was these plots were given to some local community groups, and some of them are still being used by community groups. So for example, Our Ladies of Lourdes School, Focus Island. So I was, just before Christmas, I put a call out to the local community in relation to if anyone had an interest in perhaps taking over some of these plots and using them as a community garden. And I was really blown away that, of course, loads of people were really interested in this. And we got a huge amount of people at that meeting, really enthusiastic, really wanted to get involved in something like this. So I guess that brings us here to today. I mean, you know what? You go into the supermarket, you buy your basil, chives, whatever, it costs you like €4 to get a plant. Here, what we can do with the local community is buy seeds for like, what, €1, and actually grow our own herbs that people can cultivate, that people can grow here in the actual soil. Not only is it going to be wonderful from a community perspective of like residents working together, meeting people they've never met before, growing these herbs, but it just makes so much sense from like a food security point of view. Like, why are we buying it when we can actually just grow them here and, you know, for quite cheap and use those seeds? So I guess that's what that one is going to be, is for herbs, which I think will be really nice. And like, I have to admit, I am not green fingered. So what we are hoping to do is to bring in an expert, I guess, from the Parks Department, and also perhaps the LCETB, to show uninformed people like me, because I don't have a garden. Like, I live on O'Connell Avenue, I have no garden. Yeah. So, like, and also, as you can tell by my accent, I grew up in London City. I never had access to these types of things. Yeah. So I actually do need to be shown, like, how do we grow these things? It's not, you know, and how do we cultivate it? Which is really exciting.
What would be the facilities that Limerick Council have that maybe, if anyone who's interested in getting involved in urban green space?
Yes, so you might be aware that the council at the moment have a climate action plan that's out for public consultation. So a part of this, and this has come through like government funding, there is going to be considerable funding available for opportunities in the community, projects that align with the climate action plan. So what we are doing here in Bagot Estate fully aligns with the climate action plan. So one, it is known internationally throughout the world, whether you go, I know the Czech Republic, Prague, Berlin, Singapore, they have a lot of these community gardens. These community gardens actually do show that there is a reduction in carbon, purely because obviously people are growing their own vegetables, their own fruits, their own herbs, their own flowers. So you're seeing, I guess, that reduction in carbon, which is obviously one of the actions under the climate plan. As you can see as well, we are in a very wooded area that is full of biodiversity. And we also, you might be able to hear cars in the background, we also have a M20 motorway going through this wooded area. So bringing it back to the soil and enriching the biodiversity of this park in an urban centre is also a very, very important part of the climate action plan.
To learn more about the urban green areas and the projects in the city, limerick.ie has a fantastic resource detailing the projects near you. If you would like to learn more about managing urban green spaces and making them more biodiverse, pollinators.ie has a great resource on managing urban parks for pollinators.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.